Can we talk about how incredible our skin is? It's our protector, while also being a litmus test of how our body is doing physically and emotionally. Join host Nicole Berry as she unravels the mysteries around our skin on the new series, Skin Queries, a podcast brought to you by Ruby Studio from iHeartMedia. Nutrition, sun exposure, stress. She gets to the heart of how to make everybody glow from the inside out. Listen to Skin Queries on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
We welcome you to draft night. The Chicago Bears are on the clock for the first time in 77 years. That franchise will make the number one overall pick. Jay Glazer is right next to me, and he just got off the phone, and he's busy. This is going to be the theme tonight. So, Jay, can I fire off the first question to you right off the
all
bat?
Right. Hey, first of all, what's happening, guys?
How was your draft day? Happy early marriage.
Happy draft day, man. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
What is the news here at 8:01 Eastern, 5:01 Pacific, that you think is going to start shaking some things up?
You know, it's look, everybody's just calling to figure out also, hey, what do you think's going? Do we need to move here? Can we move there? This is who we like. What are you hearing? Here's the things. Here's what I already know. There'll be more offensive linemen taking this first round, I think, than ever before.
Oh, wow.
There'll be 6 quarterbacks taken in the first half of this draft.
Oh, wow.
They're after the first 3 receivers, so you have obviously Neighbors, Adunze, Harrison, and they're mixed on every board of who's 1, 2, and 3. But after those 3 guys, everybody's all over the place. There is no consensus for a 4, for a 5, for a 6. But there's a lot of receivers there. And the same with the corners. There's really no consensus there who the top one is. I think it's Quinyon Mitchell from Toledo. But also, guys, the craziest part of this is you normally have in the top few, top pass rusher in the draft, right? Mm-hmm. Great 3 technique. You may not have a defensive player taken in the top 10. And in a, if there is, there's probably just one. You could be looking, you could be a top 15 pick and be looking at the best or second best defensive player in this draft.
3 times in the draft history, 19 offensive players have been taken in the first round. 1968, 2004, 2009. We might tie it. We might break it. You talk about consensus. LeVar, let's start with you. The consensus number one overall pick is Caleb Williams. Are you buying him as the best player out there for the Chicago Bears?
Well, you know, I've spoken very, very frank about the fact that I think if I had my choice, I'd go with Jaden Daniels. I think that the one thing that separates Jaden outside of him having such a consistency with how he releases the ball and his ability to throw the ball downfield, I think what separates him is he's the most athletic and the best running quarterback between, if we're saying between the 2 or the 3, if we're saying Drake May, if we're saying Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels, I think Jaden Daniels has that one extra tool in his toolbox to be an effective quarterback in this new era, new age of NFL football.
And look, Washington is setting on him right now, but teams like the Raiders, they're still calling up to see if they can try and make it. Same with, you know, the Minnesota was doing it also, but, you know, Washington is just really, right now, they're staying pat.
Steve, from the GM chair, is Williams the number one pick? Is that the guy that you would take if you had number one and you were in the same situation as the Bears?
Yes, I think he is. And Rob, here's why. Number one, he's got tremendous size. He's got a great body of work all the way back from his days at Oklahoma. So Oklahoma to USC, he has been a consistent player, not only physically, but he has shown the ability to lead his team and to do good things. You know, whereas a number of these other guys have been up and down throughout their career, particularly Jaden. You know, I watched him early on at Arizona State, and he stumbled at times there. He's not the biggest guy. He's a little wiry in terms of his body type. But to me, Caleb Williams is probably the safest pick to be the number one overall guy. Again, you can go any way. I mean, there's sort of like these receivers. You look at those top three receivers, and it's sort of like, what flavor do you like? Inside, outside, speed, quickness, body types. Again, to me, it's going to be a fun draft. Detroit's going to be rocking the night.
One bit of news that just happened moments ago, the Philadelphia Eagles, they have the number 22 pick in the first round. They agreed to a three-year, $96 million extension with wide receiver A.J. Brown. Of that $96 million, 84 of it guaranteed.
Good for him.
That is massive. That's a nice, massive numbers.
Nice number. It's good math.
Steve, I want to stay with you. We have three teams, Chicago, Minnesota, Arizona, with multiple picks in the first round. What programs, maybe it's those three or somebody else out there, are you looking to make some type of noise, maybe a la what the Houston Texans were able to do last year?
Yeah, and I think Monty Austin Ford at Arizona is in a great position. I think he's got, six picks, I think, in the first 90. He's got a real chance. He's sitting there at four. I think they're in the late 20s as well in the first round. He's going to have an opportunity because it's going to be the first pick that's probably non-quarterback in this draft. So he's going to have the ability to wheel and deal a little bit and sort of hold his cards tight to the vest right now. But again, if he gets an offer that's hard to refuse, whether it's the Raiders or any of these other teams, I think you could see the Arizona Cardinals on the move.
Mm. You know, it's interesting last year also how the Cardinals went. They fleeced Houston.
Yeah, they
right?
did.
Houston thought that they were negotiating against the Titans, and they weren't. So even with this, calling a guy like Monty Olsen for it, I think people are going to go, oh, okay, we got to make sure we really know what's going on here or not.
Yeah.
Mm. From your work, Jay, Caleb?
Yeah,
number one.
Caleb's been number
like
one
no
since they got
there,
the
right?
first pick. Yeah,
yeah,
there's been no. And look, Ryan Poles and that team, they've been out here several times. Actually, been to my buddy's restaurant most of the times with them. And they've been over to Bird Streets over there in West Hollywood with Caleb quite a bit. They have absolutely fallen in love with the player. And I will say this about Caleb. You say what you want about him. A lot of people really don't know much about him, but I do know that he sat with certain players, retired players, and he's asking all the right questions as far as what's it take to be great? What has Brady done? What has Manning done? What has this guy done? What has that guy done? Really asking the top things and not just coming in like, nah, I'm good already. I already know everything. Which some guys do, right? We all know that.
Course,
we've seen
yeah,
that. And it drives you crazy. He's not acting like that.
So you're saying we have a lock at number one.
Yes.
And I think you got a lock at number two. You think a lock at number two with Jaden Daniels. Uh-huh. So then it's New England at three. Drake May seems to be the guy there. How much of a lock is that?
I think right now it's a pretty good lock. I know teams are still trying to work up with them also. And look, guys like Minnesota are trying to talk with them. You know, the Giants are supposedly talking with them also. But I just don't know if New England's really going to come off it. And also, like, I don't know if people have enough ammunition. Like, I don't know if Minnesota is really going to want to part with their type of ammunition that they have to be able to move up to a place like 3-4 Drake May. And then after that, I think they could sit pretty. If the Giants don't take a quarterback, which I don't really think they're going to right now, if they don't, guys like the Vikings and Raiders who thought that maybe they have to move up for one of those other guys, like a Penix or
J.J.
McCarthy, might be able to sit tight a little bit.
Is there drama at 4 with Arizona?
I don't think there is right now. I think they're
no.
Coming.
I can't see there.
I don't think
Marvin Harrison.
Okay.
Yeah,
so then can we say
I think the crapshoot is the Chargers.
Yeah, at number five, that's when the draft picks up.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's really it. And you know, right now I think they go offensive lineman. I think that's what everybody thinks they're going to go. They need receiver help also.
They do.
But this is a. You know, I said that like people are set on the top three receivers, but not after that. But they're still guys have high grades for 8, 9, 10 receivers in this draft. They got good value for these guys later on the first, second, third.
Yeah.
LeVar, what do you think a theme is going to be when this first round is all said and done tonight?
An arms race. literally and figuratively. Sounds like it's going to be an arms race. You want to get as dangerous and as lethal as you can with the person who's going to deliver the ball. There are quite a few teams that are in need of being able to deliver that ball. So look for it to be, by Jay's admission, a lot of quarterbacks coming off of the board.
Yeah, one of the questions I had was, will we have five quarterbacks in the first round?
No, you'll have six.
And Jay, not even the first round, the first half
first
of
half,
the round.
Yeah, by 15 or 16, right? That's 32. Yeah.
So,
by the way, you could see how my math skills suck.
Right. We didn't ask you.
I said first half, 15. No, there's 32 teams.
Don't worry about it.
That's close enough.
Math is hard. So who are the programs that are in play for quarterbacks, let's go 4, 5, and 6?
There's only six teams who really need quarterbacks if you look at it. Like, look at that first round. These teams don't need quarterbacks. When everybody thought there's going to be so much movement because of all the teams that do. Six teams need them. That is it.
But with a high-rated, what would be considered to be a deep class with quarterback
talent.
No,
it's terrible after those six.
So
you got the top six.
So the idea of it is that there is that aggression in terms of trying to get there.
I mean, I think the one team in question, Jay, though, you'd have to think is the New York Giants.
Yeah,
what do they do?
Right.
That is a wild card pick.
You know, Daniel Jones, are you okay with sticking to that guy?
I mean, you shouldn't be.
You shouldn't be.
You already know.
Exactly.
Yeah, you already know.
You got the answers to the test.
You already, and your job is on the line now. If I'm Daboll, then my job is on the line. So,
well, you got to think though. Your job's on the line. I was just talking to the team about this. Job's on the line. If you take a quarterback, does it buy you time because you could say, "Oh man, we're going to develop this guy, let him sit there for a year," or, you know,
no,
yeah, you sit
you
there and go, "No, if
benefit.
You right, if you don't win again, you're out. The next
out.
Guy has to do it."
Right. So with a quarterback that they didn't draft,
the
another
teams that
one.
Need the teams that need quarterbacks: Chicago, Washington, New England, Giants. We have Minnesota, Denver, and Vegas. Is that six? Is that six or seven?
Well, those
that's
are the ones
six.
That have been talking
seven,
about.
Right? That's seven, include
that's
seven. The Giants.
Giants, right? Yes. So the Giants, you know what I'm saying? Then all six get six.
Which is a realistic way of looking at it. But if that's the case, we might see seven quarterbacks go pretty quickly.
I just don't know who that's. No, I don't think so. Steve, jump in here.
No.
The next guy I have is Spencer Rattler, but I don't think that's a first rounder.
No, I don't think Spencer is.
So I don't.
No.
And then after Spencer Rattler, I don't know if there's anybody. Like, there's not really anybody in, like, even third or fourth. It's really bad depth for quarterback. It's great for the top part of the draft.
Right. Mm-hmm. And we got to remember, desperate times, desperate measures. I mean, again, a lot of times these guys will get pushed up. No different from the year that I was the general manager and Carson Palmer retired. You know, we're sitting there and Josh Rosen is the fourth best quarterback on the board. Did he earn that spot? Probably not. But at the same time, he looked like one, he smelled like one, he had the skill set to be one. But at the same time, we pressed ourselves.
Yeah, when you have that need, do you not? Now you look back and you know you have a need. How hard is it to remain objective to grade these guys?
You don't avoid the red flags, and that's the hard part. You have so much pressure, especially at that position, that you will absolutely overlook the red flags, and it's the biggest concern in this business.
Indeed.
It's good stuff.
Draft Night Live on Fox Sports Radio with insider Jay Glazer, former Cardinals GM Steve Keim, College Football Hall of Famer LeVar Arrington, and myself, Rob Stone. We will be right back with the Chicago Bears and the number one overall pick.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Can we talk about how incredible our skin is? It's our protector, while also being a litmus test of how our body is doing physically and emotionally. Our skin sends us important messages about our lifestyle, nutrition, and how we feel. It plays such an important role on how we see ourselves and how the world sees us. So let's shine a spotlight on our skin. Let's go deep into skin health, what it means, what it looks like, and how to have it. Join host Nicole Berry as she unravels the mysteries around our skin on the new series, Skin Queries, a podcast brought to you by Ruby Studio from iHeartMedia. With help from people with real-life stories and experts of all sorts, she gets to the heart of what makes us glow from the inside out. Listen to Skin Queries on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The New York Giants just took Malik Nabers out of LSU, so six offensive players taken in our first six picks. The Tennessee Titans, their pick is in. The Atlanta Falcons are on the clock, followed by the Bears again at 9 and the Jets at 10.
All right, so guys, the Falcons, again, they're teams that were trying to trade up with the Falcons. Falcons were staying tight. I was always told that, defensive player. But about 5 days ago, somebody said, don't be surprised if they actually shock everybody and go with the quarterback. Even though they already had one. And a guy in Michael Penix that I know that they loved in there.
Oh, my
gosh. That would surprise us all. I'm trying to text and find out if they actually are going to follow through on that or if they're going to go defensive player. But it was told to me a few days ago, and I was like, nah, that's crazy. And then I started to hear more and more and more as we started to lead up to this draft. And then earlier today, I really started hearing about it even more. So that one's going to be, you know, a real interesting wrinkle if, in fact, the Atlanta Falcons go quarterback, despite the fact that they already got Kirk Cousins. But again, they have a defensive coach there that could also go the best defensive player. I'm just telling you, you know, the quarterback is in the conversation. They can move back and get him also. He's just in the conversation. I'm not saying they're going to get him here yet, but he's in the conversation.
For what it's worth, Kirk Cousins is familiar with guys coming in and being a part of what's going on draft day as a quarterback. So
that drama is to come. The Atlanta Falcons, they are on the clock because Tennessee has just made their pick.
With the seventh pick, the Tennessee Titans select J.C. Latham, offensive tackle, Alabama, 6'6", 326 pounds.
Back in 2021, 14 games as a reserve. 2022, started all 13 games at right tackle. Last year, second-team All-American, first-team All-SEC, starting all 14 games at right tackle. So Tennessee, they had a screaming need at offensive tackle, and they absolutely addressed it with this selection of J.C. Latham.
He's got some personality on him, huh?
Absolutely. He's got a big personality. He actually went to IMG with my son.
Okay.
So I've known about him for a while. He'll take care of my son, Sammy, down there in IMG, but he is a big, big dude. Tennessee always had J.C. Latham and Joe Alt. They were, you know, pegged in there as their picks. They're hoping that, you know, both those guys weren't gone, because after that, there's a big drop-off for them. So this is a great selection here for Tennessee.
So now the intrigue at Atlanta, number 8 overall, 7-10, yep. Six straight seasons they finished with seven or fewer wins, Jimmy.
And guys, I'm going to sit here and go, you know what? They're going to end up going quarterback here. No, I'm going to. I do. Again, I started hearing it more and more and
this
more.
Is crazy.
The Atlanta Falcons are going to shock everybody and end up going quarterback.
This
here.
Is
they're going to end up going Michael Penix.
Wow.
They shipped Desmond Ridder to Arizona. They signed Kirk Cousins, assuming he's going to be healthy off that Achilles injury. And Steve, that's a big assumption.
How long is that contract for? 7 years?
It's only 2 years guaranteed,
I believe, right? It doesn't seem so egregious if you think about contractually speaking.
Right.
Give Mike Penix 2 years to learn from Kirk Cousins. Go ahead.
That's right. And another guy that was obviously injury prone. But at the same time, I mean, when you do look at the tape alone, and I'll say this, Jay, the guy is an absolute tremendous pure passer. I thought one of the better pure passers in this draft, even with all those top quarterbacks that just went. The guy has great anticipation, great feel for the game. His accuracy, his ball placement is just tremendous.
This is a guy who started at Indiana.
Absolutely. And when you watch him, the more and more you watched him, just the throwing of the football was just, it just blew me away. And I thought to myself, aside from, again, the injuries that you can't forecast, I thought he was maybe the best pure passer in this draft.
Mm. And here's a guy, obviously, he's had some injuries early on, so that concerned teams, has a really long lineup. And, man, this dude's a winner. He's a winner. That's the bottom line. And, you know, it is, you know, I'm sure it's shocking, obviously, because they just put a lot of money into Kirk Cousins. But I guess you fall in love with someone, and you don't come off, and no matter what you've done in free agency. I don't know, Steve, what do you think about that?
No, and I agree, especially at that position. Listen, if you fall in love with somebody and you have an opportunity to grab them, particularly a young guy at this point, you cannot forecast and guarantee who is going to be your starter in terms of the injuries. Obviously, again, Kirk's coming off of Achilles. That's a 9-month injury. And once you come back off that, who's to say what your movement in the pocket's going to be? So I think when you protect yourself, you get yourself a young backup who can grow and can learn within the system, with a new staff, with Raheem and those guys, I think it could be a solid pick. I mean, I really do, the more I think about it.
Really?
Makes sense.
Even
it
though
it,
they
sense.
Got you got a defensive coach and you got the best defensive player in the draft sitting there, look. But then again, you're right. If you think you have an 8-time Pro Bowler, you got to get him regardless of what you've done.
But I think the defensive coach is just smart enough to know that that's the position he needs to have success.
Draft Night Live on Fox Sports Radio with insider Jay Glazer, former Cardinals GM Steve Keim, College Football Hall of Famer LeVar Arrington. We are
Penn State.
And me, Rob Stone. Tonight, we are finding out who will be going pro with Express Pros, the official employment agency of Fox Sports Radio's Draft Night Live. Tired of feeling alone in your job search? With just one connection, you can find endless job opportunities. That connection, Express Employment Professionals. Don't go it alone. Visit expresspros.com to find the location nearest you. That's expresspros.com. So the Atlanta Falcons, not only are they on the clock, their pick is in. After them, it'll be the Chicago Bears with another pick at number 9, the Jets at 10, the Vikings at 11, Broncos at 12, Raiders at 13. We just named a lot of teams that are in search of a quarterback. And if Michael Penix is indeed off the charts here with the Falcons, J.J. McCarthy is really that only top-tier QB that's still sitting there standing.
Bo Nix, you could have the conversation, maybe not quite as highly touted, of course, but man, that would be a shakeup if Atlanta goes with Penix. I like it.
You do like it?
I like it a lot.
There's a lot of teams after them that don't like it so much.
Let's see.
Very interesting. Well, I mean, you know the Bears aren't going to take a quarterback. The Jets are pretty set with Aaron Rodgers coming back from his injury. And then there's Minnesota sitting there at 11. And again, J.J. McCarthy was the guy who was always associated with Minnesota and their system. The one that seemed to make the most sense, right?
Yes, they did.
Will they get him? Here is the Atlanta pick.
With the 8th pick, the Atlanta Falcons select Michael Penix Jr., quarterback, Washington. 6'3", 214 pounds.
Four QBs taken in the top 8. Penix rising up the boards, and he is scooped up by the Falcons at number 8. Up next, the Bears with their second first-round pick.
And I think the Bears, look, they got their quarterback. I think they'll sit there and go wide receiver next. Obviously, Aroma Dunze is still sitting there, and I think it would be a great one. I don't see them. I know they're looking at offensive line. They're also looking at defensive tackle and Byron Murphy, but I think having a Dunze sitting there would be the selection for them. But, guys, let's get back to Penix. That's the one that shocks everything. That's the one also where now all of a sudden Minnesota and Vegas thought, okay, we could sit there and we're going to get one of those other guys that we wanted. And now those two guys are going to sit here and say, man, do we have to try and move up even a couple? But there's not so much more for Minnesota to do. I'm sure that, you know, Raiders, you'd see, I don't know if they're going to be burning up the phone lines now to jump over Minnesota, but that's going to be the interesting thing.
Steve, if you're Denver, if you're the Raiders, are you making that slight move to leapfrog Minnesota to get a JJ?
Yeah, I think it's the sweet spot right now. You got to get up there now.
That's it.
It's you know, with Penix off the board already, it limits your options, and you've got the urgency now to go.
Wow. If you're in love with him.
If you're in love with him, correct.
So Michael Penix, I mean, conversation... A month or so ago was kind of first round-ish, right, LeVar-ish?
Mm-hmm. Ish.
And then kind of maybe in the 20s and maybe in the teens, and now here he is, a top 10
Early.
Quarterback.
Top 10. Okay, so how many is that right now? Four?
Four quarterbacks, Williams, so Daniels, May, and Penix.
We only got two to go for Jay to hit.
Right. But you got to understand.
McCarthy will go,
before
and then Knicks
16.
Will go. And I think McCarthy goes to the Vikings.
Wow.
Yep.
But what does that mean for me now? It's like, what does that mean for the other teams that are looking for that quarterback? Well, if it's Minnesota, it's the
Minnesota,
Raiders.
The Giants. Yeah. I mean, Minnesota, the Raiders, and
Raiders
Denver,
and Denver.
Are the last three for two quarterbacks.
For two.
And by the way, there's only one pick after the Bears here in the Jets for Minnesota. Like, for anybody to really. If one of those two guys want to jump in front of Minnesota,
it has to be now.
And you have
Chicago
to over and you have to overpay. With Chicago, they're going to end up taking a receiver here. So I'm telling you that the Jets are the only ones, and you're going to have to overpay. The Jets are in a great position. You have to overpay if you want to jump in front of Minnesota.
Hmm. Wow, I think Aduize is a great pick for the Bears on this one to have a young talent come in, a dynamic receiver. I also got an opportunity to see him play in person as well, playing in the Pac-12, the finale of championship games. And I'll tell you what a fearless competitor he was, made big plays, showed up big for them when they really needed him. So if it is Rome, that is the pick for this particular, you know, for the Bears, I think that is a super, super strong pick, because he too, in my opinion, is also a day neighbors, Harrison, Aduize. I think those are day one guys. They change the dynamic.
And guys, I've just been told that Minnesota is in fact moving up with the Jets, so nobody else can move in front of them. They're going to end up moving up, taking J.J. McCarthy in a trade with the Jets.
Wow. Pressure.
So Minnesota getting the guy. Can't wait to see what they gave up to move one spot up in the draft. Assuming, of course, the Jets and the Vikings would be flip-flopping. I don't know why they wouldn't, Steve. But, Steve, you always have that GM manual of what makes a good trade and what's the proper value. Off the top of your head, what is the proper value to move up one spot in the first round?
I'm guessing it could
from
be
11
like
to 10.
A third round pick or a fourth round pick. And if it's not a third round pick in 24, it could be a second round pick in 25. That would be my guess. But sometimes, you know, if you're just moving one pick and it doesn't really matter, use your instincts and then just take the pick.
The Bears took Caleb Williams, number one overall. They already have Keenan Allen and DJ Moore in the wide receiver room.
Did you say Keenan Ouchies?
Yeah, I did. Oh, Keenan Allen. Are they about to add one more wide receiver to the haul? Here's the Bears pick.
With the ninth pick, the Chicago Bears select Rome Odunze, wide receiver, Washington, 6'3", 201 pounds.
Back-to-back Huskies taken right now. Penix to the Falcons at 8. Odunze to the Bears at 9. We've had 9 picks. LeVar, would you like to tell me what side of the ball those 9 picks have been on?
On the opposite side, on the other side.
The other side, the bad side.
The other side.
All 9 picks have been offensive players. Remember, the record for most offensive players taken in the first round, 19, and we're almost halfway there.
I mean, with all these rules they put into play against defenders, I mean, why take a defender? You don't need them too much anymore, right?
By the way, we talked earlier about how the Bears had a great offseason already. Now you had Caleb Williams. Now you had Rome Odunze, who they're were teams that had Roma Dunze as their top wide receiver on the board. And man, you talk about a kid who just, there's no flaws that anybody really saw when it talked about his game, when it talked about him, his character, how much he loves football. I think that's a great pick for Chicago.
Absolutely. Another one of the guys that's probably one of the cleaner picks in the draft. I mean, great character, tremendous competitor, great 50-50 guy ball. You know, I don't want to say he's Larry Fitzgerald, having been around Larry all those years, but he has got the same type of makeup when you talk about catching radius and ball skills and the ability to attack it in the crowd. No better gift than to give your franchise quarterback now a present like Roma Dunze.
And guys, what I'm being told also is that the Minnesota Vikings are trading up with the Jets. They're giving a fourth and a fifth round pick as well with this selection, getting a sixth rounder back. So that's what the cost of business just to move up that one slot with the Jets. And they are going to take J.J. McCarthy once they make that selection.
That math makes sense to you, Steve?
Yeah, it does. It makes sense. I think it's a good, solid call on both sides. I mean, I think that's the hardest thing about the drafts. Again, you know, there's a number system, and then there's sometimes where you just got to say to yourself, does this make sense for our organization? And you have to let your instincts take over.
And they move up one pick. And move back one pick. And you get extra two picks in the Jets. In the golden rounds. Those are the earn it rounds.
Fourth and fifth round.
There you go.
Well, yeah, especially because this draft isn't as deep as others, because not as many juniors, more guys stayed in because of that COVID year. So it's smarter to get another four in there and give up a sixth, because it really drops off later on.
Plus the NILs helped a little bit too, with the guys making cash now.
Just to go back to the Michael Penix pick by Atlanta at number eight, this is the earliest four quarterbacks have been taken in the common draft era. Four in the first eight, and we might be seeing five in the first 10 any moment right now, as Minnesota and the Jets have flip-flopped their first round picks. I just want to go back to Chicago real quick and all the good vibes going on with the club right now, if you will. Remember, yesterday, the Bears, they unveiled that nearly $5 billion proposal for the enclosed stadium next door to their current home at Soldier Field, part of a major project that would transform the city's lakefront. So a lot of good things for the guys in Chicago right now, and they need it. Things have been a little bit lean right now. We're getting confirmation of the Jets and the Vikings deal right now. So
you don't need confirmation. I got you.
I'm just getting the visual. The Vikings move from 11 to 10, switch with the Jets. So the Jets will be coming up in just a matter of moments. The Vikings, done deal is J.J. McCarthy from everything that you're hearing.
Yeah, look, I've been talking to the Vikings about it the whole time also. They did love Drake May. And they love McCarthy also. And everybody was like, well, which way are they going to go? They did try to get up to, well, first of all, they tried to get up to two. Right, they wanted
the Vikings
to
did.
Yeah, to get Jaden Daniels. Then they talked to three. They were looking at that. Maybe they get up there for Drake May. That was, and then after that, they're like, man, do we move? Do we not move? And their thing was, well, if the Giants, you know, go quarterback here, then we're probably gonna have to move up there. They didn't expect Atlanta to go to quarterback, but they knew that they were able to sit tight a little bit and not jump all the way up to five and jump the Giants for a guy like J.J. McCarthy. So in the end here, look, Kevin O'Connell still gets a guy that he really likes there. Without having to mortgage a lot to get him.
That's right. Mm.
Five QBs in the top 10.
And you'll have one more here in the next couple picks.
Well, the market is speaking.
Yep, you'll have Bo Nix here in the next few picks.
It's a quarterback league.
It's a quarterback-driven league.
Sorry, LeVar.
Oh, no, it's all
right. But we know it, right? It's been that way for a while.
It's good for hunters.
Yeah,
and cover guys.
Quarterback made you a lot of money.
There you go, hunters and gatherers. You got to gather the receivers. It's good for them, and you got to hunt the quarterbacks. It's good for them. So but
isn't this amazing? No corner, no backer like you, right. No defensive end, no pass rusher, no three
rusher.
Technique, zero, not one. In the top 10 picks of this draft.
Wow.
Incredible.
And we knew all along it was going to be a strong quarterback draft dating back to last year. I mean, it was going to be one of the better drafts in years at that position. So I think the market speaks, like LeVar said, and I think that, you know, just the fact that this year is a number of guys who can actually play. I don't think too many of them are being pushed up the board like years past.
Mm. Draft Night live on Fox Sports Radio with insider Jay Glazer, former Cardinals GM Steve Keim, College Football Hall of Famer LeVar Arrington, and me, Rob Stone, and we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. So we are waiting on Minnesota to make their selection at number 10. indication is clearly J.J. McCarthy. So the New York Jets now down to 11. Any read that you're getting right now on what the Jets might be doing? Needs at tight end, safety, wide receiver, linebacker, cornerback?
When you think Brock Bowers makes a lot of sense here?
At the who are we talking about?
Jets.
I'm sorry, I'm done.
11. I see you texting. Yeah. I know. So, I'm trying to buy you time.
It's Aaron Rodgers, the talent that they have on the outside already.
It's now.
But they also need help with the offensive line, right? So we know that. And there's still, you know, a guy like Fuaga, who's Penn State offensive line. There's still really good offensive line. But yeah, Bowers, though, is a guy that, man, a lot of teams really love Bowers and what he could do with their offense. I know teams have already even talked to teams in the top 10 about trading up for a guy like Brock Bowers. And I think the Jets, though, were trying to, you know, there was a lot of smoke there whether or not, you know, they wanted to go with a Brock Bowers or not. It'd be interesting here because I know the Jets traded back once already, but I wouldn't be surprised if they're talking to a couple teams there who are still quarterback needy. There's still
Denver,
two of those teams.
The Raiders.
Denver, the Raiders. If they're still, okay, let's talk to them and see if they can even move back another selection or two. I would not be surprised if the Jets are doing that right now.
You already moved down one. Why not move down one more?
That's right.
Denver sitting there at 12, the Raiders sitting there at 13, and we're stuck at number 10 waiting for the Vikings to pick J.J. McCarthy. The pick is in. We're waiting confirmation for that in a moment, and then the Jets at 11.
And that's a great place to be in for the Jets because it's always a number game. If you're sitting there as a GM and you see three guys that you absolutely still love and you have that many slots you can go back, I mean, why not?
You're going to get one of them.
You're going to get one of your guys.
Yep. And you're going to get some good cachet. You already picked up a fourth and a fifth round pick in the deal with the Vikings. Gave up a sixth. And that's just to move down one spot.
Mm. And again, we always knew that Minnesota, okay, they need a quarterback here. Right? And everybody assumed when they traded up to get a second first-round pick, they assumed it was to package those two together to move all the way up. By the way, that was never the case.
Vikings also at number 23.
Right. They were never going to give both those picks to move all the way up. That was not the case. So, listen, they still get their guy without having to do that. The Jets are up next. I know they're taking phone calls. I think in the end there they end up going offensive lineman. I would think, you know, just from what I talked to people inside that organization, I know it was between the Penn State tackle and Fashanu and then Fuaga from Oregon State. But in there, I got the sense that they kind of liked the Penn State tackle a little bit more for what he could do.
Yeah.
No sacks given up, by the way, during his tenure at State. No, none.
Coming into the season, he was like top five conversation.
Yeah, absolutely.
I feel like he's a steal. I've stayed quiet about him just because of the obvious. But
I mean, there was an argument. LeVar Alu, he was going to be the first pick last year as an offensive tackle.
That
came out.
That was correct. That is correct. So yeah, whoever gets him is not getting a loss, a flop. They're getting a steal. So that's. But I didn't want to go there. I'm glad, Rob, you.
Yep,
you
I'm here for
it.
You.
Thank you.
I'm here
sir.
For you.
Thank
let's,
you. We are.
Let's
yeah.
hit Penn State.
There
let's recap the first round. Caleb Williams, as expected, going to the Bears. The Commanders then picked up LSU QB Jaden Daniels. Patriots followed it with another quarterback, Drake May, out of North Carolina. First receiver taken, as expected, Marvin Harrison from Ohio State to Arizona. The Chargers stood pat and went big. Joe Alt, offensive tackle. Giants at number 6, Malik Nabers. Titans, J.C. Latham, the tackle out of Alabama. The Falcons at number 8, a bit of a surprise. Michael Penix, the QB out of Washington. Odunze, the wide receiver to Chicago at 9. The Vikings making a trade with the Jets to move up one spot to number 10. And here's the Minnesota pick.
With the 10th pick, the Minnesota Vikings select J.J. McCarthy, quarterback, Michigan, 6'3", 202 pounds.
So, as expected, the Vikings move up one spot to pick up J.J. McCarthy. We now have 5 quarterbacks taken in the first 10 picks.
Real quick, guys, the Denver Broncos, you know, the Jets will go, they'll go tackle. Denver Broncos, they're the team that needs the quarterback. I don't see them moving off. I would think they're the team that ends up taking Bo Nix and getting all 6 of those quarterbacks to go
Holy
in the top 12 of this draft.
Insane. Draft Night Live on Fox Sports Radio with insider Jay Glazer, former Cardinals GM Steve Keim, College Football Hall of Famer LeVar Arrington, and me, Rob Stone. We'll be right back with the number 11 pick, which is now owned by the New York Jets.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search
Can we talk about how incredible our skin is? It's our protector, while also being a litmus test of how our body is doing physically and emotionally. Our skin sends us important messages about our lifestyle, nutrition, and how we feel. It plays such an important role on how we see ourselves and how the world sees us. So let's shine a spotlight on our skin. Let's go deep into skin health, what it means, what it looks like, and how to have it. Join host Nicole Berry as she unravels the mysteries around our skin on the new series, Skin Queries, a podcast brought to you by Ruby Studio from iHeartMedia. With help from people with real-life stories and experts of all sorts, she gets to the heart of what makes us glow from the inside out. Listen to Skin Queries on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
FSR to listen live.
Just three picks remain in this first round. Baltimore, San Fran, and Buffalo, who traded down with Kansas City for that 32nd pick. But here's the Ravens at number 30.
With the 30th pick, the Baltimore Ravens select Nate Wiggins, cornerback, Clemson. 6'2", 185 pounds.
First team all ACC.
Ball hawk.
Two picks. One of them returned for a touchdown.
He gets to the ball. I'm curious how many pass defenses that he has.
He had 9 PBUs last season, 12 the year before.
Yeah, he definitely finds his way to the ball in coverage. I like this pick for Baltimore. He's an aggressive style of cornerback, and so when you have that type of guy, obviously they pride themselves on being able to play D. Their defense was really good this year, adding coverage. You can never have too many pass rushers, and you can never have too much coverage. I think this is a great pickup for the Ravens.
So Wiggins, the third cornerback taken.
Mm-hmm. And here's the thing about Wiggins. Talent-wise, he's as far as you can get up there. A lot of teams had concerns otherwise. Just some issues.
Character
stuff. Had a lot of concerns about him. So a lot of teams just weren't going. This is about kind of where he should have been selected. Yeah. If he didn't have those concerns, he'd probably be middle of the first round type pick. 49ers up next. I know they're going to end up going wide receiver guys. Brandon Ayuk's still looking for a contract. Do they trade him? Do they not trade him? I know that they're looking to, you know, get some just some other ammunition there. Yeah. For that offense as well, this is the time in this round also where it's everybody loves different receivers. There's a couple guys that flew up the board at this first start of this week: Pearsall from Florida and Leggett from South Carolina are two guys that just skyrocketed up. I know the 49ers, they skyrocketed up in there as well, and I think they end up going one of those receivers here. For San Francisco.
Mitchell from Texas sitting there as well. Ladd McConkey, Georgia, if you're talking wide receivers. And Buffalo's up next, and they're in the market for a wide receiver as well. Buffalo will close out the first round with the 32nd overall pick.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with Pearsall on this one.
You like Pearsall on this?
Yeah, I like him to go on this.
Same thing, right? He's like really starting to flap. People, and there's a lot of these teams that just started falling in love. And it was almost like everybody asked the same thing. Hey, Glaze, is it crazy for us to have Pearsall kind of like higher in the first round? And I just started hearing that from team after team after team. And I know San Francisco's like one of the teams also.
Well, he's a tremendous athlete. He's got great ball skills. I know him well. I know him as a person. Know his mother. He's from right there in Chandler, Arizona. Okay. He went to Arizona State. Then he transferred to Florida. Has had 2 years of Florida. He's battled some injuries from time to time, but he is a ideal slot receiver. He's got tremendous route savvy. He's really, really explosive. He ran well this spring and tested extremely well. So, great character guy. I don't think you can lose with this pick right here. And if that's where John Lynch goes, I think it's an excellent pick.
He's small. He's 189 pounds, but he put up 17 reps at the combine, so he's a strong
guy.
Small guy, right? Yeah, I know San Francisco is looking for the receivers, and I know. Those are two of those guys. Leggett was, and they're kind of the first ones to really put him on my radar in South Carolina, flying up. And then I think we were the first team that would talk to me about Pearsall. And then it just started happening over and over and over that could he really, he's first round guy. Is he getting in there? I wouldn't be surprised if they end up going to Pearsall here.
You know, they also lost Ray McCloud as well, which is the same type of a mold of receiver as Pearsall. So you want to be able to have that multi-dimensional type of player that can do special teams for you and do, you know, possessional type of route running.
Buffalo is on the clock because San Francisco has made their pick.
With the 31st pick, the San Francisco 49ers select Ricky Pearsall, wide receiver, Florida, 6'1", 189 pounds.
Led the Gators with 65 grabs, 965 yards. Also got a couple rushes in there as well.
How about it?
Yeah. So a bit of a threat from Arizona area. So we are down to our last pick, and it's not Kansas City. It is Buffalo, who traded with Kansas City from that 28 spot down to number 32.
And again, the guys, that trade still kind of is a
bothering you, isn't it?
It is, because you got to do whatever you have to overcome Kansas City, not help Kansas City.
Kansas City getting Xavier Worthy, the speedy wide receiver from Texas, in that 28 spot.
Whoever, regardless of how you view somebody, no matter what, no, like these guys, you still have to look and go, wow, and by the way, Carolina Panthers, they've just traded up into this round, into the first round. They didn't have a first round pick. They've just traded up here with the Buffalo Bills, so Buffalo moving back again. But whoever it is, when Kansas City calls and says, we want to trade up, you're
going
to say, right,
we're not,
man, they have a beat on something they think is really going to help their team. Our answer has to be no.
Right. Huh.
So this is the fifth trade of this first round, Carolina moving up. So Carolina will have back-to-back picks right now. They have the first pick in the second round, and they will close out the first round. Draft Night Live on Fox Sports Radio.
They're just moving one pick here.
Exactly, with insider Jay Glazer, former Cardinals GM Steve Keim, College Football Hall of Famer LeVar Arrington, and me, Rob Stone. And we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. So Carolina now on the clock, our fifth trade of the first round, and they move up into the first round. And remember, Buffalo continues to move down.
And the South Carolina receiver had told everybody, "Oh yeah, Carolina said they're going to, you know, they're going to get me." And then they're trying to act like, "No, we told a million people that." Like it's, you know, he put it out there. But it's interesting because Dan Morgan is now the president of football operations over there.
Yeah.
He used to be there in Buffalo with Brandon Bean, so this is an easy pick for him, obviously, to make. I think, you know, if some of these guys, they get information and they're so excited and they put it out there, I'm gonna trust the kid on this. Yeah. I'm gonna trust Leggett and say, okay, they told him that, and they told him to the point where he said, I'm gonna go tell other people. I think that he closes out the first round. Which, by the way, he also, like I said, him and Pearsall, the two guys that really flew up in the last couple days here. These two receivers came out of nowhere over the last 3 or 4 days, and And I know if I'm hearing it, these guys are hearing it also. Yeah.
Makes a lot of sense, too. South Carolina kid, 60 miles away in Columbia from Charlotte. Guy's got a ton of upside. You know, played fast, played physical, really good player. Probably the best next receiver on the board anyways.
Man, what a night, boys. What a night. No linebackers, no running backs.
Unbelievable.
You know, 20-something to get a corner, no safeties. Six quarterbacks in the top 12.
Unbelievable.
Right? We told you that would happen.
And some great players sitting out there tomorrow as well. Steve, just from your perspective, kind of taking a look at the whole of the draft, and I know it's so tough to analyze who won, who lost, but who are some teams that you're saying are walking away tonight going, wow, we did ourselves right?
Well, I think when you look at the two teams who had the two first-round picks, you know, whether it be the Cardinals or
Minnesota,
I think both those teams have gotten significantly better with four players that can really play.
Chicago as well.
Yes.
And Chicago as well.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So those three teams, again, I think that the opportunity to have two first-round picks, they capitalized.
Yeah, I like the Lions, what they did. I like a lot of the teams getting those offensive linemen. I like Pittsburgh's offensive linemen all the way down there. The biggest story of this draft by far.
Penix?
It's Penix, the Atlanta Falcons. Absolutely. Yeah. Now, there's all these stories out there about, man, Kirk Cousins had no idea, didn't know about it. And I was texting with somebody while this was going on, saying, another head coach saying, hey, you think if Kirk knew they were going to go quarterback, he'd ever sign with Atlanta? He's like, absolutely not.
Let me ask you guys this. Do you think it's because he's coming off of the injury as well?
No, I think they loved him that much. They love Penix. And when you love a quarterback that you think, hey, this guy is going to, you know, be a perennial Pro Bowler over and over and over.
But you've already started to throw
dirt.
But
that's not going to happen with Kirk. Then you think that highly of him. I think they looked and said, we got to go with it. But I agreed. Like, there's so many other needs there. But it was crazy. I heard it the other day. Talked to Raheem Morris today. He repeated it. I didn't believe it. And especially not that he goes, nah, it's probably too rich up there later on if we trade, because I knew there were people looking for him. But I said, really? He said, oh, man, just he loved him, absolutely loved him.
Wow.
Steve, I guess if you're that convicted on somebody.
Yeah. You just take him. You don't look back.
Really?
Do it.
Really?
And you know what's so funny about this process is sometimes we talk ourselves out of things. I mean, it's, you know, I was with Bruce Arians a couple months ago, and he and I both sat down and watched a little bit of Penix, and was a guy that we really liked. But we talk ourselves out of it now because now there's some injury questions. Mm-hmm. Now there's some other concerns. Some of these other guys are a little cleaner. Trust your gut. Trust your instincts. Sometimes when you press and you try to make decisions based on your need, you're going to screw yourself. And at the end of the day, maybe the Falcons were the ones that pulled this off the right way.
Wow.
So, Carolina, their draft pick is in, and it is the second team All-SEC wideout, Xavier Leggett from South Carolina. So we close with back-to-back wide receivers, seven wide receivers taken in the first round.
Yeah, I think our over-under for that was six.
23 offensive players total. What was the over-under on that one?
What was the offense? I just said it would be the most of all time.
The record was 19.
That's right. There we go.
They blew it out.
Oh, no,
the
I said the most
crushed
offensive it. Lineman, was it? I don't know the record for that. Do we have that? Where's our analytics guy when you need him?
Six quarterbacks taken in the top 12. So the last time we had six quarterbacks taken in the first round, that QB draft of 1983, Elway, Blackledge, Kelly,
not in the top 12.
No, not in the top 12. That was in the top 27.
Wow.
Dan Marino going 27th to Miami back in 1983. So six quarterbacks taken in the first 12 picks today. Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, Michael Penix, J.J. McCarthy to Minnesota, who moved up one spot to get him, and Bo Nix to number 12.
Everybody got the quarterback they wanted except for the Raiders.
Raiders.
Dang.
But the Raiders might have gotten the tight end that craved in Brock Bowers as well.
That's going to be nice to see him.
Yeah, he was described as a generational type talent.
He is.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Now, this was incredible, boys.
It's been fun, bro.
Such a good time with you.
Always a pleasure.
Rob, thanks you for leading the charge for us as always.
Sure. Yeah, I'll lead the charge for you to get to the airport in that fun little boondoggle you got in the Bahamas. And have a great wedding, my friend.
Thank you, buddy.
Our thanks to our social media gurus, Elijah, and Sauger, tech producer, Alex T, EP, Justin Roseberg. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon is coming up next. For Jay Glazer, Steve Keim, LeVar Arrington, and everybody working on the draft here at Fox Sports Radio, I'm Rob Stone. The draft continues tomorrow. Jason Smith is up next.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at High5Casino.com.
High Five Casino.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.